listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee, a show about... Wait, repartee? Is that a word? Is that what I was supposed to say? The heck is repartee?
Lively banter among smart gentlemen today.
All right, you're listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. Whatever. Hosted by Doug Paget, Brett Johnson, and Hunter Hawes.
That's right. It's Friday afternoon on the Repartee. Everybody's in today. Hey, folks, hope you're getting ready to join us tomorrow at the Blue State Ball because, Hunter, I got to tell you, and astrophysicist Paul Wallace, it's snowing outside again.
Mm-hmm.
Honest to goodness. I mean, now it's going to snow in March. Apparently, it's going to snow every day in March.
Every day?
That's how a real somebody can really see the dark side explained. Because it snowed on March 1st. Every day, apparently, it's going to snow.
Every month.
I was thinking. You know what? It's just time to move. It's just time to get out of Minnesota. Be done with it. Just move to outside of Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, it's nice down here.
And then I thought, well, you know what I would miss? Not only AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, but the Blue State Ball. Hunter, if we moved, it would become just incredibly difficult to come back to the Blue State Ball, which is happening tomorrow, friends. So if you have already made your Saturday evening plans, we'd love to have you switch those.
Cancel whatever your plans are currently and come to the Blue State Ball. We got tickets at the door. Cancel it. Just cancel whatever you're planning to do tomorrow night.
Totally. Whatever you're going to do is worth not doing to do that. Like if you have a wedding to attend or to be a groom or bride in, skip it and come to the Blue State Ball.
Skip it. Absolutely.
If you are sitting around saying to yourself, it's Saturday night and I ain't got nobody. I got some money because I just got paid and how I wish I had someone to talk to. Tomorrow night's your time to come to the Blue State Ball. Clear the deck and get over there to the Blaisdell and join us. Hunter's going to be spinning it on the at the DJ booth.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Hunter, I can't wait to see us. Paul Wallace, I wish you could be in town to watch Hunter not only run the board, not only be the Thursday host of the Repartee, but then steps it up and is going to be the DJ.
A sight to behold.
Really, it's something else. Something else.
So I'll be feeling join it. Us.
We're going to be giving away some VIP tickets here in the second segment. And we're going to do a little trivia competition on Minnesota political trivia. So you're going to call with your answers, and you're going to try to win VIP tickets, which, Hunter, I think go for $150. Is that right, VIP tickets?
Yeah, there'll be $125 at the door. So this is a $250 value.
What? I mean, this is just the kind of radio station just gives away like this. Well, actually, all the radio stations do giveaways like this. But anyway, it's still a big deal. It's still a big deal for us. Paul, I wish you could make it up here to join us for the Blue State Ball tomorrow.
Well, you know what I wish? I hope that in next year that mm-hmm. Georgia can have a Blue State Ball in 2020.
Yeah? Would that be great?
Because right now we just can't have one of those down here. We're getting purpler by the day.
Well, hang in there and keep it up. It's constant vigilance.
It is. It's playing the long game. You got to stick with it.
Hey, I was joking with you that we don't have time to talk about space for our two segments today because we've got the Blue State Ball ticket giveaways. But that doesn't mean that there's not a lot to talk about when it comes to space. What is happening up there in the skies above us?
We got a couple of solar system stories.
Yeah.
One of them very close to the Earth. One of them not so much. The first one has to do with the fact that there's going to be a SpaceX launch tomorrow.
Really?
And you know what the significance of this is? Well, first let me ask you this, let me back up a little bit. Do you know how our astronauts get to the space station? Who flies us to the space station?
Well, I had heard that, like the Trump campaign, they are aided by the Russians.
It is true. And we pay $81 million a seat to get astronauts to the space station. We pay Russia $81 million per seat.
Really?
So we're trying to change that.
is SpaceX going to get into that with like Uber like rides to the space station where
they Uber for space? Yes. Yeah. That's a brilliant idea.
It's called Uber Up. And I've just created it just now. Okay, so $81 million to get ourselves up there.
That's right. So so now we're going to hire a an American company known as SpaceX to and actually it was a competition between them and Boeing, but SpaceX I think crossed the finish line first, and they're going to be taking a mannequin up tomorrow, sort of the first test run of a manned spacecraft aboard this Falcon 9 rocket. So they're ready to start this thing, and we could actually have somebody lift off, an actual human being person lift off the launch pad this year sometime.
Wow. Well, will it run somewhere in the $80 million a ticket ride?
That I don't know. I haven't seen the price tag for this one.
Well, it's good to know that we're not just schlepping our space station knots. What do we call people that are on the space station? Are they astronauts? Are they an astronaut?
Yes, I believe they technically are. I think that's the word for them. Yes, and they're going up there with the cosmonauts. And there's a word for Japanese astronaut too. I forgot what it was, but it's really amusing. So that's happening tomorrow. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, and we hope it works out. It hasn't always gone well for SpaceX, has it? I mean,
not always. No, they have failures just like every other person who tries to launch a rocket. It's not easy, turns out. But I wish them the best. I really do. So there's that. And also, I read an interesting article today that said Planet 9 may be discovered sooner rather than later. And I'm not talking about Pluto. There's another planet out there.
They think there's another planet because the math has been showing them that that there's another planet, and they just can't.
Yes, it's like out beyond Neptune, there's this sort of second asteroid belt, except they're all icy objects. Okay, so there's all these, and so there's hundreds of thousands of objects out there, and what they've kind of see is what looks like, you can think of it kind of like the wake of a large object that's passed through it. You can think of it that way. Mm. You know, you sort of see like this disturbance that can only be explained in terms of, you know, either you know, just a really weird coincidence, or a really large planet that has passed through, you know, within the last 10,000 years or so. So that's they're thinking it's out there, and they're thinking that the more data pours in, the more likely they think it is to be found soon.
Wow, is it already named? Is there a namesake waiting to be applied?
Well, there's not. Do you have any suggestions?
Oh, no, but that sounds like something we would like to ask our listeners about. I mean, that maybe AM 950 Progressive Voice of Minnesota could be the station that picks the name. Do you think we have to check with anyone about that? Is there a submission plan?
There is actually a procedure you have to go through. Yeah,
there is. I would imagine there is.
Yeah.
Hey, do you have a second for a question from Brad from Robbinsdale?
Sure, I do.
All right. Hey, Brad.
Okay. Well, I guess with the opening of the legendary Northwest Passage in the Arctic and all the snow that we have, and by my understanding, there are three different ways to calculate the North Pole. That is geographic, the magnetic, which seems to be shifting, and a third way, which I believe is stellar. But I have a theory here that, you know, the North Pole is now shifted over North America, and that that within 1,000 years we'll be covered by a sheet of ice, and we've got a pretty good start today.
You think so?
Yes. I mean,
that's
there's no true north in space.
Right, that's true. It's not an absolute thing. That's
Brad,
right.
Why would we be covered by a sheet of ice? See, I never know
because you're so smart and clever.
I always think you're joking me. I think you have these clever little funds, and I never know.
No, I think there might be a new ice age starting over North America.
Well, at least over Minnesota.
I think you're. I would put my vote in that tally. I think that's. I think that is what's happening. At least that's happening in my driveway. And honestly, when my roof melts in the next three weeks, and then melts and freezes, I think there's going to be an ice age at least here on Peacedale Avenue where I am.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks. Hey, Brad, are we going to see you at the Blue State Ball?
I'll still have to work it out.
Well, hey, we're giving away a couple of tickets, VIP tickets here in the next segment. Colin, we're
on my
redial. Yeah, I appreciate that. Appreciate being on your redial. Thanks, Brad. Thanks for listening. Hey, Paul, what else do we have in space news? Anything?
That's all I've got. Those two stories right there.
Well,
That's all I've got.
This planet business. It seems important. Like just knowing what's in the solar system seems. I guess I've just assumed we kind of knew that stuff. But every time I talk to you, I'm like, man, it is unbelievable how much we don't know, because it feels like this is one of the sciences that we've been spending a lot of time on. You know, for my whole life.
We have it just about cleaned up by now. Wouldn't you? Yeah, but no, it turns out no. Every time we thought we found the furthest thing in the solar system, we've always seemed to be wrong.
Well, yeah. We're not wrong about having you on Fridays, my friend. And sorry to cut you short today.
That's all right.
We've got the Blue State Ball tomorrow, and we're going to give away these tickets, and we'd like to have a little bit of fun on Fridays too, because thinking about the happenings of politics around the country, and even the Minnesota Republicans acting the way that they act so often, just makes people need to have a little fun on Friday and a party on Saturday. So,
well, Lord knows that's right.
We appreciate you getting our minds off of the earth and up into the skies for a bit. So thanks, my
You're
friend,
welcome.
And we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.
All right, friends. Hey, stick with us here after the break, because here in the repartee, we're going to do a little quiz, and you're going to get your answers, then you're going to call in, and if you're the ones that get enough answers right, you're going to win a VIP ticket to the Blue State Ball tomorrow.
Hi, Minnesota. It's Tom Hartman, and you're listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Moe's Tax Service, family-owned and operated since 1971, providing a full spectrum of tax preparation and associated services. Think about it. Why would you take your most important financial information to a franchise operation with a cheap basic package that goes up dramatically once you're in the door? You can find out all you need to know about Moe's by visiting www.moestax.com. That's M-O-H-S-Tax.com. Or call them at 612-721-2026. Don't be a blockhead. Go to the professionals at Moe's Tax Service.
Crazy about pets? We are too. The Pet Connection Show is a great venue for fun, informative, and creative conversations about pets. Join myself, Kathy Menard, and Dr. Nicole Parole, along with guests who are leaders in the dynamic and growing pet industry, as we discuss healthcare, relationships, behaviors, and even political issues as they relate to our pets. So come, sit, stay for the Pet Connection Show, Sundays 11 a.m. to noon on AM 950 Radio, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Humans, this is me, Ellie Krug, with Ellie 2.0 Radio. News flash about my show. It's now an hour long, running from 7 to 8 a.m. every Monday. The longer time slot will allow for interviews of idealists doing important work in the world. Ellie 2.0 Radio. Listen every Monday from 7 to 8 a.m. My show. It's engaging and real, and it's on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Tom Hartman here, letting you know how you can save money with All Energy Solar. One of the myths about solar is that it's too expensive and you need lots of money down. The truth? Solar is available for little or no money down. And if you have a great site for solar, you might even save money right away on a monthly basis. So don't wait to switch. You'll see your investment pay off the sooner you switch to All Energy Solar. So start saving today and visit allenergysolar.com.
Connections Radio Show is all about tapping into our hardwired hunger to connect. We examine meaningful connections to ourselves, our community, and the world around us. By opening the door to innovative insights by a wide variety of interesting guests, we'll make the connections to something bigger than ourselves. Join me, Lori Fitz, your host of Connections Radio Show. And together, we'll make the connections. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Anytime is the right time to update your music collection, so stop in at the Electric Fetus and browse their massive selection. You'll find everything from rock and pop to international and roots, and so much more, on CD and vinyl. Not only is Electric Fetus the best stop for music, but they also carry a wide and unique range of gifts. Bath products, clothing, books, stationery, candles, incense, you name it. That's the Electric Fetus at 2000 4th Avenue South in Minneapolis and online at efetus.com.
This is Nick Schrock with Nick Slavic Painting and Restoration, and I'm painting at AM 950 today, and you're listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
Hey, thanks, Nick. We appreciate you being one of our bumper guys. I think that was a couple of weeks ago, maybe a couple months ago.
Yeah, the place is almost completely painted now.
Is he still there, still painting, still getting the job done?
They have been coming at nights recently, wow. But I think it's pretty much done. I'm not sure what would be left. It's revamped. This thing hasn't been painted since the 60s or 70s, so it definitely the walls are shiny now.
Dude, you are not kidding me. I looked up some trivia about AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. I was going to do a little trivia about the station today for this giveaway. A fascinating history dating back to the 1950s and 60s. At one time, the station that then became KTNF, that same thing, was owned by the Red Owl Stores. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah. Do you know about the Red Owl Stores? I mean, some of our listeners will certainly know about the Red Owl Stores.
I do not.
You don't? Well, back in the 70s, I don't know how late they went. I remember them in the 70s. The Red Owl was one of the big brands, and then I think taken over by Super Value or something. But it was great. Great logo. Cute little Red Owl. Sometimes you'll see that Red Owl on some hipster clothing. Yeah, you should look it up. Boy, I'll tell you what. You wear a Red Owl t-shirt tomorrow to the Blue State Ball? You're going to be front edge, my friend. All right, so here's the thing. I want to do a little trivia competition for people to win these VIP tickets, $125 VIP ticket. So here's the thing. Give us a call, 952-946-6205, if you want to be in on this competition. Call us now. We only have three slots. So once we get these three slots, 952-946-6205, then I'm going to read the five questions. And we're going to have these five people on air, on the line. Then Hunter's going to go through. He's going to get your answers that you're giving to these questions. And then we're going to see which of you, is the winner. And if there's a tie, well, then we have a tiebreaker question. And, that'll be super fun. We'll bring a couple of you back on if there's a tie. So, Brad already told us he has us on redial. And I see Caroline's on there. 952-946-6205. We've got a VIP ticket. Hunter, you're going to have to remind me. Is this one ticket?
This is two VIP tickets.
A pair of tickets. So you could bring a date. Bring somebody along with you.
They were donated from the only liberal in Minnetonka. That's what he wanted to go by.
He's found one. So some nice listener to the station said, I really want to pay for somebody else to come by winning a ticket. So that's where this ticket's coming from. So you don't have to feel like you're freeloading. You're not taking anything from the station. This has been fully paid for. And here we go. All right. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read off the questions. Then I would like for you to write down your answers, and then Hunter's going to get your responses after, I think, during the break. And then we'll see who won. We'll come back with the correct answers after the break. All right. So are you ready for this, Hunter?
I think so.
We'll do. Yeah, I know. We're a little nervous about keeping track of this. All right. So, Hunter, here's the thing. All right. Here we go. All right. Question number one. In 1998, the Republican candidate for governor was who? Who was a Republican candidate for governor in 1998? Boy, that's a flashback one, isn't it? Now, what I hope people don't do, I hope they don't just start Googling these things, you smarty pantses, no cheating.
So I take them right now, like I pick up each one?
No, no. Have them. Here's what we're going to do. They're going to write them down, and then you're going to come back, and then you're going to get their answers. And then when we come back after the break, you'll have their answers, and we'll see who got it right. So you're just going to have to keep track of these three and their five questions. That's Caroline, Brad from Robbinsdale, and Sandy. All right. So who was the governor in the Republican gubernatorial governor in 1998? Question number two. What gubernatorial candidate was forced out of a race after a sex scandal? Was it Rudy Perpich, John Grunseth, Arnie Carlson, or Alan Quist? Which candidate was forced out of a gubernatorial race after a sex scandal? This was back in the day when Republicans, if they were caught up in a sex scandal, they wouldn't continue to pursue higher office. That's not the way it is anymore. It's no longer an issue for Republicans. But back in the day, that was an issue. Was it Rudy Perpich, John Grunseth, Arnie Carlson, Alan Quist? All right, question number three. I got to find it. Hang on. Who was the first third-party Minnesota governor? Harold Stassen, Jesse Ventura, Floyd B. Olson, Al Quie. Who was the first third-party Minnesota governor? Harold Stassen, Jesse Ventura, Floyd B. Olson, Alan Quie. So now, Caroline and Brad and Sandy, you're writing these down. Hunter's going to come to you after the break and get to that. Question number four. Which former Minnesota governor has run for president 8 times? Rudy Perpich, Orville Freeman, Harold Stassen, Floyd B. Olson. Do you even know those people? If you do, this is going to be even more fantastic. Which Minnesota governor has then run for president 8 different times? Rudy Perpich, Orville Freeman, Harold Stassen, Floyd B. Olson. All right, and question number five. What does DFL stand for? What does DFL stand for? We're part of the DFL here in Minnesota. What does it stand for? All right, so those are the five questions.
So I have one suggestion that we add a tiebreaker question of some sort of like guessing a number. I'm trying to think of something that can't be Googled and there's a number. Because whoever's closest will win if it's a tiebreaker.
Yeah, well, here's what we'll do. If we do that, I will go to each one of them with another question, and they'll get it right, and then we'll go to the next one, and they'll get, if there's a tie, and then we'll see in the first one, to get it wrong, we'll be eliminated like that.
Okay.
Is that good? Yeah. Okay, so let's go to a break, and you get down all that information from them, get their answers to those questions. And then when we come back, we'll give you the answers, and we'll also do the news trivia of the day and a little commentary on where we are in this country. So AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, Minnesota's Progressive Repartee, with a giveaway competition for the Blue State Ball.
For the week, I'm Elizabeth Forub, co-host of Connections Radio, and today I'll be letting you in on a couple of fantastic improvisational events at Huge Theater this weekend. Shrieking Harpies is back Fridays at 8 p.m. at Huge Theater, and they are ready to rock your world. Come see the improvised musical trio made up of Taj Ruler, Lizzie Gardner, and Hannah Whitteven, with amazing accompaniment by Justin Nellis. After performing at the New York Musical Improv Festival and Denver Improv Festival, as well as the Minnesota Fringe Festival, come witness some more musical improv magic, using improvised songs and storytelling to send you on a dazzling journey of friendship and self-reflection and shenanigans. The Shrieking Harpies will randomly pick from a different genre every week. Stay after for the amazing Attenborough, the improvised wildlife documentary at 9:30 p.m., and the Bearded Company presents Epic Adventures at 10:30 p.m. for a hilarious night of improv. Tickets are only $8. To learn more about Shrieking Harpies, go to www.hugetheater.com.
there is another weekly event at Huge Theater that you're not going to want to miss out on. Foul Play, improvised Agatha Christie. Come enjoy an evening of secrets and suspense with Foul Play, an improvised murder mystery in the style of Agatha Christie, the Queen of Crime. With a fresh cast of characters and a new victim every night, the improvisers of Foul Play must use their wits and their little gray cells to unmask the murderer. They have shows on Saturdays at Huge Theater at 8 p.m. Tickets are $10 in advance, but $12 at the door. Go to www.hugetheater.com to learn more about this show and to reserve your tickets today. That's Art Beat for the week. I'm Elizabeth Horob, co-host of Connections Radio Show, airing live Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
The Parade of Homes starts this Saturday. Get inspired and tour more than 400 new homes. Pick up your free guidebook at Holiday and visit paradeofhomes.org to plan your tour. The Parade of Homes, sponsored by U.S. Bank.
Tap, taste, and treasure at Vinaigrette, where we have some warm seasonal recipes all ready to create dynamite meals. Our fig balsamic vinegar pairs perfectly with roasted Brussels sprouts or baked brie. And sweet potatoes are always a winner, but never more than when they're roasted with a drizzle of vinaigrette cinnamon or orange-fused extra virgin olive oil on top. Come in today for more custom-crafted food and cocktail recipes at Vinaigrette, 50th and Xerxes in Minneapolis and 287 Water Street in downtown Excelsior. Online at vinaigrettemn.com.
Join over 300,000 Minnesota families by choosing Warner Stelling to be your appliance specialists. Our customers have helped us be very good at selling, installing, and servicing appliances. We work hard to earn your business. Choose Warner Stelling to be your appliance specialist.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Hunter Hawes. Tonight, snow before 8 p.m., low around 5. Saturday, chance of snow, partly sunny with a high near 18, and Sunday, mostly sunny and cold with a high near 3. This week's EatLocalMinnesota.com Restaurant of the Week is The Great Wall. Just north of 50th and France in Edina, The Great Wall Restaurant has been providing a delicious taste of authentic Chinese cuisine since 1981. Find out more at EatLocalMinnesota.com.
Hi, this is Candy from Green Tea Conversations, Sunday at 10 a.m., and you're listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
Hey, welcome back to the Repartee. We're having a little fun today. We're going to give away a couple of tickets here to the Blue State Ball. Man, is it going to be exciting. So here's what we're going to do, friends. We're going to ask you, Caroline and Brad. Did we lose Brad and Sandy? Hey, Brad.
We have Sandy. We're trying to get Brad back.
All right, Brad, we need you to call back with your answers, 952-946-6205. All right, so Caroline, here's what we're going to do. We're going to we called an audible at Brett's direction over the break, which is a great idea. We're going to have you read off your answers, and then we're going to go to Sandy, and then we'll go to Brad with their answers, and then we'll reveal the correct answers at the end. So here we go. Caroline, thanks for listening to the show. Best of luck. Hope that you win. So here we go. Let's get your answers. All right, Caroline. Who was the Republican candidate for governor in 1998?
Coleman.
All right, and who was it that was forced out of a gubernatorial race for a sex scandal?
Are you going to list the choices, or just want me to tell you?
No, you can just tell me your answer. Yeah, that's good.
Okay, Grunza.
Okay. And I think the next question was, who was the first third-party Minnesota governor?
I think it was Ventura.
Okay. And which former Minnesota governor has run for president 8 times?
Stassen.
Okay. And what does the DFL stand for?
Democratic Farm Labor.
Okay. Going to give you a question, right? Caroline, hang on, and we're going to go to Brad and get his answers. He did great. All right. Hey, Brad. Thanks for calling back. Brad, give us your answers. Who was it that ran for governor in 1998?
Okay. I'm trying to remember the last name, but it's the Rudy, what's his name? Okay, but Rudy
Perpich?
Not Perpich, but no. But anyway, yeah, it's just a mental blank here. So I'm going to go with number 2, Grunseth.
Okay.
Number three, Ventura. Number four, Stassen.
Okay.
And then we've got the Democratic Democratic Farmer Labor Party.
Okay. All right, hold on, Brad. We're going to get to you in a second. All right, Sandy, how about you? Who was it that ran for governor as a Republican in 1998?
I think that was Norm Coleman.
And who was it that was caught up in a sex scandal?
Oh, I remember that. John Grunseth. I was in a swimming pool.
I remember that, too. It's so memorable, the whole thing. Hey, who was the first third-party Minnesota governor?
I think it was Jesse Ventura.
Okay. And who has a former governor has run for president 8 times?
Harold Stassen.
And what does the DFL stand for?
Democratic Farmer Labor.
Bing, bing, bing. All right. Hey, thanks, you guys. Okay, so here are the I'm going to tally these up. 1, 2, 3 plus.
So.
1, 2. 1, 2, 3. All right. All right, so here are the answers. Did you have something there, Hunter?
No, go ahead. Read the answers.
All right. So it was Norm Coleman that ran for governor as the Republican candidate in 1998. And Caroline and Sandy both got that right. It was John Grunseth, and all three of our contestants got that right. He was caught up in a sex scandal. Now, this one's a bit of a trick question. Who was the first third-party
I know this.
Governor? You do, Hunter. Yeah. You would have gotten this one right.
This is Floyd B. Olson of the
Farmer
Labor
Party.
Yes, there
were four choices. Yeah, okay. That's what's interesting. Floyd Olson belonged to the Farmer-Labor Party, and that was considered a third party. Back in whatever year was he ran, in the 50s. Hunter, why do you know that answer?
Because he was the greatest governor in Minnesota history. He's a FDR, New Deal. He pressured FDR to make the New Deal more radical. He's my man, Floyd B. Olson.
Remember that back in the day when Minnesota and Wisconsin were the ones pushing for a more radical view? Ah, the good old days. We should make America great again. Hey, which former governor has run for president 8 times? It was Harold Stassen, and this was from 1998, this quiz. So he may have run, he may have even run more than 8 times, at least 8 times. And all of our people, Caroline, Brad, and Sandy, all got that right. Now, here's where it gets tough. What does the DFL stand for? Hunter, what's your answer to that wonderful question? Do you have one?
Democratic Farmer Labor Party.
Yes, Democratic Farmer Labor. And here's the thing: both Caroline and Brad said some version of it, but not exactly Democrat Farmer Labor.
Oh,
I would have even said a Democrat Farm-Labor Party. I would have. I wouldn't have said farmer, but Sandy said farmer. Sandy got it right. So Sandy got 4, Brad got 2, Caroline got 3, and Sandy, you are our winner.
Okay, let's put her on.
Yeah. Congratulations, Sandy. Really glad to have you you on as a winner. Hey, Sandy, are you going to be able to join us then on Saturday?
I hope so. I'm going to have to talk about parking situation because I can't walk very well, but hopefully it'll all work out. So
maybe you could pick up a ride or get an Uber or something. That's what some of the young kids do.
That will be really fun. Thank you.
Yeah, really excited that you're going to go. Hey, there was going to be a tie-breaking question that I thought you and Hunter could do together. You want to try it? This was going to be the tiebreaker if there was one. Who was the first woman ever elected to Congress from Minnesota? Was it Joan Grow, Jonelle Dierstad, Ann Winia, or Koya Knudsen?
Boy, I know Koya Knudsen served, and there was that whole thing about come home, Koya, but I don't remember if she was elected or not. So I'm going to say Koya Knudsen.
What about you, Hunter?
I don't know. I think it's the same, but I don't want to say the same thing. So
special? Joan Grow? Jonelle Dierstad?
Jonelle.
No, it was not. It was Koya. And boy, Sandy, you remembered that right. In this little bit of trivia here, it says that Knudsen served the House of Representatives from 1955 to 59, but didn't seek re-election after her estranged husband, recruited by her opponent, wrote an open letter asking her to come home and cook him dinner.
Yeah, I remember. I mean, I don't remember it firsthand, but I remember hearing it.
Unbelievable. The kind of stuff that that women have had to put up with in politics in this country. But Sandy, you are our winner today. Super great. Really glad that you're going to be there, and really glad that people would have a chance to play along. And 4 out of 5, you got it right. And you just got fooled on that Floyd B. Olson. I would have not recognized him as a third-party candidate.
I had put that down
candidate.
First, and then I thought, well, no, he was Democratic Farmer Labor, and I didn't realize that was, you know, it was before there was. Anyway, that was one of my choices.
But you knew it anyway. See, yeah. That's that rule about always go with your first instincts. So, hey, Sandy, thanks so much for listening to the station. Thanks for listening to the show. And we look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to.
Over at the Blue State Ball. Hey, Hunter, let's chat a little bit about just the national news of the last few
days. Let me get Sandy's info. So you talk by yourself for a minute.
I'm going to talk into your ear and then we're going to do the news quiz here after the break. But it's this Donald Trump thing. I haven't had a chance to reflect yet on Donald Trump deciding that the way he wants to handle foreign policy is not as a president, but as a reality television star and as some sort of a businessman striking a deal. When Donald Trump decides that rather than using the force of the United States government, the reputation of the United States government, the professionals in the United States government to create our negotiations, our relationships with, and our demands on other countries, one country in relationship to another country. He sets that aside and instead takes on the approach that he just wants to personally go over there and talk to the leader of North Korea. Well, that's not how it works, frankly. It doesn't work where you just go and make a deal. There's a reason why there are negotiators. There's a reason why there's career professionals. And this whole business about it's better that Donald Trump didn't enter into a bad deal and he walked away for no deal, there should have been no table to be sitting at to walk away from. You don't use the power of the presidency as some sort of photo op to give credibility to a dictator and somebody who is running his country in such a way that is a threat to the rest of civilization. Kim Jong-un is a problem not only for people in North Korea, but for people in South Korea, and has the rest of the country or the rest of the world and countries across the world nervous that he's going to behave badly with weapons. This is not someone that you say, I think I like the guy. I think he's a fine man. I think he's real upstanding. Or even worse, I'm going to take him at his word. This is where, after 2 years and 2 months of the Trump presidency, you start to see not only how tiresome it wears on people in this country, but how unbelievably dangerous it is. He is a dangerous, dangerous person being in the role of the presidency. Because this whole business about not following norms is not just, well, boy, isn't he a breath of fresh air. There's reasons why there are norms in our government. It's because the government has to flow with continuity from one day to the next. You can't have people sitting on the edge of their seats just hoping that a president who has no experience, no negotiating skills, no ability at all to take in the issues of international effect and diplomacy, to sit down privately with a dictator that has absolutely no commitment to anything but his own outcome and try to negotiate a deal. So when Donald Trump gets there and realizes the whole thing is a bluff and he's been played, then he has to walk away. And I think it's just outrageous that anybody would suggest that this is better than him making a bad deal, because that was an option. And boy, isn't it better that we're not in a flame and fury time? He creates crises by his incompetence and then makes it seem like the ramifications of his own incompetence is a good thing when it doesn't come to bear. It's unbelievable. It is to watch the President of the United States stand in front of the United States press and in a response to what did he say to a dictator of North Korea in response to the North Koreans torturing and murdering an American citizen, for him to say, well, he's a good man and I take him at his word. He took him at his word on that. He takes Vladimir Putin at his word for interfering in our elections. He takes Saudi Arabia's leaders at their word for the killing of a U.S. reporter. We have a president who is incapable of fulfilling the duties of the presidency. Hey, David from Shakopee, we've only got about 30 seconds, but I want you to get your word in here.
I just want to say that, you know, this is why the internet, why the presidency is not an entry level. And we can finally...
Yeah, great, David. I think we might have lost you with your cell phone there, but I think your comment was that this is not an entry level position, and you shouldn't be have your first dance on the dance floor to this song. That's my metaphor, not yours. But speaking of a dance floor, I hope you can join us on Saturday at the Blue State Ball, where we're going to be cutting a rug to Hunter's work. Because even in the midst of all this madness, we've got to do something, and it means stopping this presidency. And also having some fun on Saturday night. So stick with us here on the over the break. We'll be back with our own little news quiz of the last week's news and a little chat about the Blue State Ball. AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. And this is Report Day.
You are listening to my buddies Hunter, Doug, and Brett on Minnesota Progressive Repartee, broadcasting on AM 950 in the heart of Eden Prairie, which is neither Eden nor Prairie.
Turn to Auto Technical with your vehicle donation. We have families waiting for a car. You know, over 85% of unemployed are successful in finding and keeping a job if they have dependable transportation. A car plus a job equals a life changed. 612-919-5526. We have families waiting for a car. 919-5526 or autotech.org.
The fine folks at Common Good Books will help you find the perfect book for you or the book lover in your life. Find a huge selection from a locally owned and independent bookseller in the Twin Cities. They are always bringing in top authors from around the globe for special in-store events. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Find Common Good Books at 38 South Snelling Avenue in St. Paul or shop online at commongoodbooks.com.
Hi, this is Connie Bjork from Awakened Living Infusion Radio Show. I'd like to tell you how interpersonal guided imagery therapy can heal you from physical and emotional pain in a deeper way without medication. It's the perfect type of healing from pain, fear, anxiety, and issues that just don't seem to have a resolution. Interpersonal guided imagery therapy at Awakened Living helps identify and heal limiting beliefs that hold us back. It allows instant access to deeply hidden issues such as fear, phobias, anger, identity, and power struggles. It's even been used to successfully treat PTSD. When using interpersonal guided imagery therapy both before and after surgery, patients used one-third less pain medication, had fewer falls, and experienced shorter hospital stays. Awakened Living's interpersonal guided imagery therapy works wonderfully in helping with emotional resiliency and coping abilities, producing actual changes in the biochemistry of the body. Schedule an appointment with me today and get started towards healing. Call 952-452-8583 or visit awakensliving.infusion.com.
With all the convenient big box stores that sell appliances, why do so many Minnesotans choose Warner Stellion? Check online to learn that Warner Stellion is a Minnesota family-owned business for over 60 years. Warner Stellion sells more brands than anyone else, and our passionate specialists are committed to impressing you so much that you'll refer us to everyone you know. That's our mission here at Warner Stellion. Ask around. Check us out online. And when it's your time to buy appliances, join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners and choose the specialists, Warner Stellion.
It's March, there's basketball, but the real madness is putting up with dirty, nasty carpeting. Time to call in your cleaning heroes at Zero Res. Get 3 rooms of carpeting clean for just $129. Call 952-0-RES. That's 952-0-RES. Or go to ZeroResMinnesota.com. That's ZeroResMinnesota.com. Don't forget to ask for the AM 950 special. Zero Res. Spell it backward or forward, it spells the same. Zero Res.
Hey, I'm Lori Fitz from Connections Radio Show, and I want you to join us for Repartee on the Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
Hey, welcome back to the Repartee. Hunter, you know, one of my favorite things is listening to you give those little public service announcements called ads about Zero Res. I mean, just the fact that that you're concerned about people's carpets and come up with those fun little statements all the time.
Yeah, it's incredibly important, people.
Just brings real. All the things I know about Hunter, which, you know, is an expanding list because you are you are a polymath in your own right. You're also a guy that cares about people's carpets.
Absolutely.
And Zero Res are the people to go to. Spell backward or forward.
Backward or forward. It spells the same.
I see that. I wrote it down here just to check it. And it really does.
I wouldn't lie to you.
Nope. Backward or forward. It spells the same. I'm not sure why that's a feature of cleaning your carpets, but I like it. It's just clever. Hey, you want to do the news quiz?
Let's do it.
Let's do it, my friend. How about this? We give ourselves a challenge. If we don't get 10 out of 10, we dare ourselves to have to do something at the Blue State Ball. What should it be?
God.
Are you going to be dancing at the Blue State Ball?
Well, I'm going to be making people dance.
But will you be dancing yourself? Because
sure.
we could do a dance, you and I.
Okay, we could do that.
All right, so if we don't get 10 out of 10, we'll have to do a dance.
Okay.
And we'll try to do that late enough in the evening where you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, so here we go. Question number one. We're going to have to hurry because we only have 6 minutes for this. President Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, gives testimony before the Oversight and Reform Committee, said which of these things? Trump knew in advance of damaging emails about Democrat Hillary Clinton would be released. Trump ran for president as a marketing opportunity to make his brand great. Trump made him threaten schools to not release his grades or SAT scores. Was it none of the above or all of the above?
I think it was all of the above.
I think it's all of the above. I'm going with you. All right. We got that one right. So did everybody else, though. 87%. A revised state economic forecast shrunk the budget surplus to $1 billion, shaving nearly how much off of estimates from just a few months ago? Did the new revised estimate shave $50 million? Did it shave $100 million, $250 million, or $500
million?
How much did it shave? The new economic. I think it was $500 million because it was nearly a third. And I think, are you comfortable with me going with that
one?
Yeah,
yeah.
We got it. Hey, by the way, folks, I'm not cheating. I did not preload these just to avoid dancing with Hunter. What was the surprise Best Picture winner at the Academy Awards this week? Was it Roma, Green Book, Black Klansman, or Black Panther? And I did Black Klansman that way because it's spelled with three Ks.
Green Book.
KKK in the middle. Green Book. Yeah, I hadn't even heard of that movie. And I go to a lot of movies. I don't know how I missed that one. But it was Green Book. What Minnesota company this week committed to use all renewable energy as its at its corporate headquarters campus? All renewables. Was it 3M, Cargill, Lando Lakes, or General Mills? Which one of them is totally committed to the Green New Deal of using renewable energies for their corporate headquarters?
See, I don't know, but I have a guess. Do you know it?
I do know it. What's your guess?
My guess would be General Mills.
Not a bad guess, because they tend to want to present themselves as good global citizens. I think it was Minnesota Mining and Maker Uppery, whatever 3M stands for. That would have been a good question.
Is it?
Minnesota Mining and what's the other? 3M. I think it was 3M. Yep, and 80% people got that one right. All right, who signed $330 million 13-year contract with the Philadelphia Phillies this week, the largest deal in baseball history? I'm not going to know this one at all. Was it Stanton, Kimbrel, Kuchel, or Harper?
It's Harper.
You know that?
I'm pretty sure.
Are you just trying to dance with me? Oh, you got it right. Harper. Wow, baby, see, we're halfway there. We're halfway safe. Hey, if we get all these right, then we should like do a snowball. And pick another person to dance with us. Ooh. All right. A new state report says that removing what from Minnesota's drinking water could cost $4 billion. to remove sodium? Is it going to cost $40 billion to remove magnesium? Did a state report say it was going to cost Minnesotans $4 billion to remove lead from the water or to remove fluoride?
Pretty sure it was lead.
It's got to be lead because they put fluoride in. We could all use a little magnesium. In fact, it helps with leg cramps and to keep you regular. And sodium, I don't think there's a lot of sodium in the water, but it could be. But let's go with lead. Yep, got that one right, baby. We're crushing it here. A new proposal for the Minnesota legislature would require Minnesota high school juniors and seniors to pass what class? Economics, personal finance, sex education, or civics? I don't know this. I don't know the answer to this. I'm hoping it's civics.
I think it is civics.
If it's not, like, if it's something like personal finance, I'm gonna go on an editorial.
My grandma would like if it was personal finance.
Really?
Yeah, she always was saying that's what they should teach kids.
Oh, well, I'm glad she says that. But it was civics this time. I think grandma's got to start whipping up that personal finance lobby. Like, there's not enough people pitching us on personal finance all the time. Third commercial. All right. What did President Trump blame for the breakdown in talks with North Korea leader this week at the summit? Kim's requirement that the U.S. lift all economic sanctions, Kim's unwillingness to accept responsibility for the murder and killing of Otto Warmbier, North Korea's refusal to give a timetable for dismantling nuclear weapons, or North Korea's refusal to permanently close the nuclear research center, its only source of bomb-making plutonium.
Shoot, it's one of the nuclear ones.
Yep, I'm pretty sure I know this one. If you'll go with me. Kim's requirement that the U.S. lift all economic sanctions, because Trump said they wanted all of them to be lifted, and they were like, no, we didn't. We said just some of them.
Okay.
I think that was it. And it's right. All right. All right. Two more, baby, and we don't have to dance. What popular Minnesota restaurant reopened this week after being closed several days for a fire? Was it Restaurant Alma, Young Yoni, The Butcher and the Boar, or The Free House? I happen to know this one.
It's that.
Should I throw it just so I dance with you?
No.
No. Young Joni. Young Joni that was reopened. All right. 30 seconds left. What was the final record-breaking snow tally for the Twin Cities in February? 26.5 inches, 31 inches, 35 inches, or 39 inches?
Oh, my God. Come on.
I'm going to go 39.
It was?
Yes, 39 inches. Hunter, I'd be glad to dance with you, but not under punishment of...
we'll still do it.
Hey, buddy, look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Everybody else, we'll talk to you on Monday, or better yet, see you tomorrow at the Blue State Bowl.
You've been listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. This is the end of our program, or the Departee. You can listen to our show anytime at am950radio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.